For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. The Vic Porcelli Show.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two. 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. I'm Vic Porcelli. It's Ken Williams over there running the show. And very quickly, before we get to Kate, this OPEC story.
Yeah.
They're going to cut production, right?
By 2 million barrels.
So OPEC Plus, is that their streaming service?
Right.
OPEC streaming service?
It's an extra special one now.
Right, right. You have to subscribe to it to see all the billions and billions of barrels of oil. Okay. Don't want to talk about that right now. All right, coming up this hour, we have Mark Carter, the council person of Council People from the St. Louis County Council. He's coming up at 10:41 and 10:25. We're going to talk about what movie you may not have seen because you're a homophobe.
Mm.
And then right now, Kate Updegrove, managing editor of West News Magazine and Mid Rivers News Magazine, who I met last night for the first time. Kate, it was great to meet you.
It was great to meet you, Vic. I mean, gosh, but how long have we been talking? A year?
Right.
About time we put eyes on each other.
Well, you stiffed me at the GOP picnic that Saturday.
You know, I showed up last night just so that I wouldn't have to talk about
it. Then we'll skip it. All good. We are good. So are we up to the edition of West News Magazine and Mid Rivers News Magazine where we're at the election edition?
We've had a little bit of the election in the terms of the marijuana issue that we dealt with issue or two ago. And the next issue, and I'm going to say this on the air so that they have to respond to my reporter. We're doing an in-depth with Sam Page, an in-depth Q&A with Sam Page and Mark Montevani.
All right.
So I'm sure people want to know, you know, like, where do they – we've all had – several years of Sam Page, so we kind of understand Sam, but we don't know Mark, right?
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people out there who are saying he was a Democrat, now he's a Republican. Well, he would tell you he's a guy from St. Louis who cares about the St. Louis region, and he doesn't care what initially is at the end of his name, but maybe the voters do, so they should get to know him before they vote for him. They should decide whether or not he's a good choice or Sam's a good choice. You know, we all have our own opinions. We're not going to go there, but I will say it again, as I have said it before, voters need to know before they go to the polls.
Yep. I think anybody who listens to this radio station, Kate, is all for Mark Montevani right now. And the phrase I always use is, because Sam Page is so bad that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So right now, Mark Montevani is my best friend.
I understand that. Have you had the privilege of meeting Mark?
Not face-to-face. We spoke on the phone a couple of times, but he sounds like a nice guy. He kind of looks like me a little bit, all white hair and stuff. But, you know, he's got that CEO experience. And years ago, I always said, why don't we get like a CEO, a guy that was a CEO of a company to run the country? And then we got one in Donald Trump, and the economy is going great. And, you know, Mark Montevani may be that guy locally for us as a St. Louis County executive.
He might be. And I hope the readers will pick up the paper in that October 19th issue and read all about him and find out, make some good informed decisions. You know, he never did it in the primary because of the way our primary system, you and I have talked about it, but having to pick a party for your primary means that you don't jump lines if you happen to like a candidate. I mean, he came very close with Steve Stanger in the primary, but not enough people said, I'm willing to give up a Republican ballot and pick up a Democrat ballot to vote for Mark Montevani against Steve Stanger in the primary. Had they done that, Stanger probably wouldn't have had a second term because he didn't have any Republican competition for the general election that year. So Montevani probably would have just claimed it all after the primary had he been able to get enough people to vote a Democratic primary ballot. And we wouldn't have had a have our county executive, sitting county executive, go through the national humiliation of being sent off to jail. Mm. He may still have been sent off to jail, but he wouldn't have been the sitting executive at the time.
So, right.
You know, be an informed voter. I can't say it enough. October 19th, the county executive race, and then November 2nd, everybody's in the pool with a Q&A. every candidate that's running will be that in a contested race will be participating. We hope we have asked them to in our Q&A, and that's that one that we hope is convenient enough that you can look at it, study it, make notes on it, and then vote intelligently when you get to the polls.
You know what? That edition of both magazines, West News Magazine, Mid Rivers News Magazine, should be your guide. You know, you should keep it with you and read about it. When you hear something on the news, immediately open it and see what that candidate is saying about it in the paper. I think that's most, right now, with this being what I think is the most important election of our lifetimes, an essential thing to have with you all the time.
And you know, when they choose not to answer, that's an answer, right?
Exactly right. Silence is deafening, yeah.
All invited. If they don't think they were invited, they can send an email to editor at News Magazine Network, and I'll make sure they get the link to the questionnaire. But they're all invited to participate. If they choose not to, then that's an answer in and of itself, and voters should make note of that.
Right. Agreed. All right. What else is in the paper this week?
Well, in Mid Rivers, we're talking about the state of the Meadows in Lake St. Louis. Mm. So, you know, Lake St. Louis has been saying for a number of years that the Meadows is its downtown. But if you've been to the Meadows lately, a lot of great stores, but not a lot of good things in terms of parking lots and distress and weeds and flowers, where flowers should be, and just sort of a overall kind of unsightliness. The COVID certainly played a role, but there's been other things like having a non-local management team, and all of those things Cohen Equity says they are correcting, so we're going to be keeping a watch on that. But we took a look at the Meadows and what potential it has to actually be like St. Louis's downtown. The shop owners and the city say it has a lot of potential. Visitors to the mall say, oh, really? So read that article, make a judgment for yourself. We're going to keep an eye on this story and come back to it in a couple, 3 months and see if some of the improvements they've promised in that story do indeed come to fruition. But yeah, that's an interesting story, I
absolutely
think.
Absolutely. I think that's another reason why these papers are so important, because you're not going to see these stories on the news or, you know, in the bigger, you know, regional publications and stuff. It's pinpointing right on the Mid Rivers, you know, St. Charles area, and that's why I think it's great.
You know, community news, Vic, as you say, it's about the area.
Right.
And one of the things that everybody loves about the area is, what can I do and what can I do with my kids? And so these two issues in West and in Mid Rivers are our Halloween happenings issue. Anything you want to do that has to do with fall or Halloween that we could find, we put into a special event listing in each one of these papers. So if you're thinking about trunk or treats or fall hay rides or bonfires or corn mazes, you want to pick up West. And, you know, it's not like we don't go over to St. Charles County or that St. Charles County doesn't come over to St. Louis County. So you can certainly go online at westnewsmagazine.com and midriversnewsmagazine.com and find our Halloween happenings online. If you pick up West, check out Mid Rivers online. If you pick up Mid Rivers, check out West online.
Kate, are you into Halloween? You like Halloween?
I like handing out the candy to the kids and putting up some fall decorations, but I'm not into scary. I'm not into haunted houses. My kids tell the story about when my son was 10 or 11. He wanted to go to Six Flags for his October 24th birthday.
Oh boy!
And so all of his friends had season passes. So even as a single mom, I could make this happen.
Right.
We packed a picnic lunch, we grabbed all the kids that had season passes, and we spent the day at Six Flags. And they wanted to go through the haunted house out there. But halfway through the haunted house, they were all clinging to me. I had like five kids attached to me, like I couldn't walk. And they were terrified. And they just, can't we just leave? Can't we just get out of here? And so I said to a zombie-looking employee, I said, I need to know where the emergency exit is. And he said, I'm sorry, ma'am, you have to go through the house, in a big scary voice, and came closer to the kids, and the kids screamed, and I said, show me where the door
is. Right.
My best angry mom voice. And so my kids still tell the story about the time that mom, you know, roughed up a zombie.
I love it. So, excuse me, I had two quick stories about Halloween and stuff. Back, Ken, at when we worked at the River, at the River radio station, we did a promotion where we took two listeners to dinner and then through one of the haunted houses. I don't even remember which one it was, but they're all so scary. And I can't think of her name. She was the promotion.
Judy.
Judy was the promotions director. So it's me and two listeners and Judy, and we're going through this haunted house, right? I got my hand on her shirt because I didn't want, I was so scared. I wanted to have somebody that I know that close to me, and things are jumping out. And there was one thing when you turn the corner, it was a crazy zombie looking guy in an electric chair. And when you walk by, it was motion activated, and this guy's getting electrocuted, and his head's going back and forth.
Oh, yeah, and he's bobbing back and forth real, real fast. That was a scary thing.
Scared me to death. Yeah. And then, at the very end, this guy, this zombie, comes at me with a chainsaw, right? Which really wasn't a chainsaw. It couldn't have been, right?
Well,
it sounded like one.
Right.
And I ran out like a little girl, like this guy was going to chop me up, right? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to these ever again. All right, another quick story. At my house, we are into Halloween, you know, we like to decorate, we like to, you know, my kids love to dress up and stuff. So, you know, when people have a dummy dressed up, like it's a dead person on the porch. Well, my son was that dummy dead person on the porch.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Blood all over his face and shirt with blood all over it. And these four kids come walking up to my house, right? Four little 10-year-old tough guys. And everybody's going, who's going to go up? Who's going to go up the door? This one goes, I'll do it. Right? And he walks up to the door. Chris goes, ah! And the kid like fell into my bushes. They ran like little girls away. Oh my God, it was so funny. I don't know, just a couple of fun Halloween stories. Sorry, Kate.
Deb, you know what? You're perfectly fine. I got a segue though from Halloween to two really worthwhile nonprofits that although they both support things that are a little scary. So in Mid Rivers, there's a guy who was an executive at Boeing, and then he decided that first responders, he was into barbecue, and so he made a meal for some first responders, and they loved it. And he thought, well, why don't more people do this? Well, you know what? I should be that person. I'll do this. And he also has a son who's on the spectrum, and so his son was having a hard time finding employment that was worthwhile and meaning to him, but the kid was a good pit master. So father and son teamed up, and now they have an organization called Crossed Heart Barbecue. They provide meals to first responders and people in need as well. They brought us lunch. It was fabulous. And so they're, you know, they're a great nonprofit and they're doing good things for the community. And they have a trivia night coming up on October 14th. And that's in our paper. And you can look at the story and learn all about the Smoky Scott and his barbecue team at Crossed Heart Barbecue, and maybe you want to play some trivia on their behalf, or maybe you like to walk.
Or just eat barbecue.
Or just eat barbecue, right. But maybe you like to walk, and on October 29th, it's the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And if you have anybody who's affected by Alzheimer's, you know, first responders, they have a scary job. Living with Alzheimer's is scary as well, and hearing people watching them fade away to Alzheimer's is scary too. So Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming up in Chesterfield Amphitheater on October 29th. You can sign up to walk. You can walk virtually and just make a donation, whether you give off of your recliner or not is up to you. But there's all sorts of ways to support the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So that's very simple. It acts act.alz.org. It couldn't be easier.
Actall.org.
And there's a story in there, and it's about a local couple in West County who were champions for the Alzheimer's Walk. They have both passed away, and their daughter has taken up the torch. But wow, what a family. What a story. We hope people will read that. And then I know we're talking Halloween, but do you know that it's like five issues till the end of the year for us, and so it's five issues till Christmas for us.
Oh,
and we are soliciting by Halloween, by October 31st, your best holiday cookie recipe.
All right.
And story, up to 150 words that makes that recipe significant to you, and a couple of photos. Details on the cookie contest are, again, in the paper and online at westnewsmagazine.com and midriversnewsmagazine.com. And always, always while you're on there, you can sign up, subscribe. That's the word you want to use. Subscribe to receive for free West in your mailbox if you live in St. Louis County, Mid Rivers in your mailbox if you live in St. Charles County. We're happy to send it to you for free. We just need you to go online and tell us you want it.
You know what people are saying right now, right? It's not even Halloween. West News Magazine and Mid Rivers News Magazine has their Christmas decorations out already. All right. I know, I got it. I love it. Kate Updegrove, so great to meet you last night. Thanks for coming to our little party, and thanks for being a great friend. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. You guys take care. I'll talk to you again in the next time the papers come out.
You got it. Kate Updegrove, managing editor of West News Magazine, Mid Rivers News Magazine. With some great stories. She told off a zombie.
Yeah, I know.
Right? How many moms right. tell off a zombie? That doesn't happen too often. Ken, when I went through that haunted house, okay, granted, I'm not the bravest guy in the world. I think everybody knows that by now. I was so scared, you know, and Judy kept saying, you can't touch us, because they're not supposed to touch you, right?
Let's go back a little farther back in time with haunted houses. They used to do that. I remember with the River Radio Station, even we would do promotions there, and they would throw you down these steps. I'm sure they got in trouble and stuff like that later, and that's why they had to stop it. But yeah, there were, I've been in them where they were throwing you around. They were knocking you down.
I would literally have a heart attack.
I loved it, man. I thought it was awesome.
I hate that. Because now all the trailers on TV, all the movie trailers on TV are all for scary movies now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm not big on scary movies in the theaters. I'm just not. I went to go see The Omen when it was in theaters.
I loved that whole series.
With my friend Sal. And there's a dog in The Omen.
The big black one?
But his eyes were like lit up or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm already scared to death, right? And I walk in my house, and our dog was up on the top of the thing. And just the way the light was hitting her eyes, I was like, oh, my God, this dog's going to eat me. It's my own dog, and she's going to eat me. I'm just not good with that at all. And I can't imagine if somebody ever grabbed me in a haunted house, I would be on the floor dead. All right. So, Ken Williams, you're a great big homophobe. You know that?
Oh, am I?
If there's a certain movie, if you didn't go see it over the weekend, you, my friend, are a homophobe.
What if I went to see it?
Then you're not.
Okay.
But you didn't, so you're a homophobe.
No, I didn't.
So am I. So we're 90% of the population of the United States. That's next on 101.9-94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com. You're listening to The Vic Porcelli Show.
For you.
This is News Talk STL. This is made in St. Louis for St. Louis. It's News Talk STL.
I broke it.
Oh, man. I thought that was kind of crazy. I thought that was some kind of crazy mix, you know, like in the, this is.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's exactly what it was, Vic.
I'm here for you, Kenny. All right, so, Ken, did you go see the movie Bros?
No, I didn't, Vic.
You homophobe!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You hate gay people!
That's the reason why, even though the other reason is that I'd never heard of it before.
But... Right. Did you see any other movies this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
In the theaters?
No.
So then... My point is, if you didn't go see The Godfather in theaters, you hate Italians.
Right.
Right? If you didn't go see Who Framed Roger Rabbit, you're a cartoon hater. Right?
If I didn't go see Aliens, I'm an alien
hater. You're an alien hater. You're an alien phobe. And now nobody, went to see this movie Bros, which, by the way, is a gay rom-com.
Yeah, I actually saw the 4-minute version on Twitter. And I just wanted to check it out because all the talk, you know, and it was ultra gay. I mean, it's not something that I would become. It's not something that I would enjoy.
I mean, neither. And not
knocking it. I mean, great.
I'd rather go see a baseball movie.
I would rather go see a
mob movie.
Yeah, you know.
But the point is, nobody went to see this movie. It made $4.8 million at the box office. The winner of the World Series of Poker made more than that,
right?
You know, for like 6 days' work. And this guy, Billy Eichner, have you ever heard of this kid?
Is he the actor?
He's in it. Yeah.
Did he produce it or something?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Judd Apatow, another crazy left-wing lunatic, directed it, I think. But Billy Eichner, before this movie was made, did more rants about Republicans, conservatives, Donald Trump. By the way, bashing Donald Trump while dressed as a banana on Stephen Colbert's show. And he hosted some kind of award show recently. It might have been, you know, one of those People's Choice Awards or something like that. And went on this crazy rant about Republicans and Trump and everything. So then you expect us to go see your movie? I don't understand. You called us the worst people in the world, and now we're supposed to say, oh, okay, that's fine. I'll go see your gay movie. That's fine. So it's a gay rom-com. And what you said there was not quite accurate, okay? It was very gay. It was also very heterophobic.
It really was, the 4 minutes that I saw.
Right. The bald guy at the table with the glasses is talking about straight people and what terrible people they are. You know, I'm like, and again, you want us to go see your movie.
Exactly. And I got a point here on this, Vic. I saw that 4 minute clip, right? If it was a good movie, I would have seen it. Because you know what I did see? The Birdcage.
Don't get ahead of me.
All right. Oh, okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
Of course.
I know where you're going.
But it's like, okay. I saw this and I thought, well, this is just really bad and it's bashing. And then that guy, that particular guy you're talking about, his bashing of basically me.
Right.
Why would I go see that movie?
He was interviewed on NPR over the weekend, last weekend, about this movie. And he said he hates when straight people play gay people in movies. It should be a gay person. Well, how does that test your acting skills?
Right.
If you're gay playing somebody gay, right? What an actor if it's a straight guy playing a gay guy, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what acting is to me.
It is. It's acting. You're acting.
Ken, I was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest a couple of years back in O'Fallon, and I auditioned for the chief, you know, the big chief.
Yeah.
Because I'm tall. You need somebody tall. And my friend Todd, who I will do any play that he's in. If he asks me to be in a play that he's in, I will be in. We were in The Odd Couple together. He was Oscar. I'm sorry. He was Felix. And I was Speed. And I said, if Todd's in it, I'm in. So I went to go audition for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I read. It was great. They loved the way I read. And then they asked me, do you have any Native American ancestry? And I was like, no, I'm Italian. Oh, okay. So I didn't get the part.
Are you kidding?
I didn't get the part because I had zero Native American ancestry.
They need to stop that.
I love these people, okay? I'm not bashing them. That's what they wanted to do. That's fine. I did get a part in the play, but it wasn't the one I wanted to do, because in the play of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, it's narrated kind of by the chief. It's really kind of cool. It's nothing like the movie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it comes out that he's not deaf.
But I get your point about, instead of hiring actors to make a good movie,
be a good actor,
right?
Right.
Because just last night, and this is a coincidence, we watched for the first time. My wife and I watched Monarch.
Oh yeah, the country western thing.
Yeah, I'm not into country at all. But I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it, and she goes, "So what do you think?" I said, "Well, I obviously gathered all these people to act in this TV show because they can sing."
Yeah.
She goes, "Well, yeah." I said, "But they can't act."
Right.
I said, "I'm looking over here, Caddy. I'm trying to enjoy this, but I can't get into it because they're not acting good."
The acting's bad, yeah. Trace Atkins is in that, right?
I think so, yeah.
Another guy with a voice way too good.
Yeah, he had a really good voice, yeah.
Way down here. Really good. Yeah, I'm Trace Atkins. I'm a cool country singer.
Anyway, I didn't even prove
back
that.
Back to Bros. So yeah. Billy Eichner is mad at America because they didn't go see his gay comedy, you know. I didn't not see it because it was gay. I didn't not see it because my wife hates the movies.
Okay. Well,
she likes movies. She hates going to the movies.
So she's kind of homophobic.
We've been to the movies. We've been together. We've been married for 35 years. Knew each other for 5 years before that. We've been to the movies like five times in all that time. And so that's why we didn't go. Why didn't you go again? Busy?
Just busy? Yeah, probably. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Mark Carr, did you see Bros?
What?
Yeah. So is it because you hate gays or you're just a little busy?
I didn't even know it was
there. Didn't even know it was there. Perfect.
Yeah.
So Billy Eichner says that America is homophobic because they didn't go see his gay comedy called Bros. I wonder if Rick Grinnell went to go see it.
Hmm.
Because Rick Grinnell is gay, and he's also the conservative that you bash every time you see a microphone.
And if he didn't go, he's a homophobic gay man.
Wow, that's intriguing. Chadwick Moore, who's on with Tucker all the time, mm-hmm. and he's even been on Greg Gutfeld a couple of times.
Yeah,
I wonder if he went, because he's gay. Also, the conservative that Billy Eichner's been blasting for the last 6 months.
Is it Todd Benson?
Guy Benson.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Guy Benson was gay until recently.
Yeah.
Okay? He's the conservative that you've been bashing for the last, I said 6 months, probably 6 years.
I should probably tell my gay sister that I'm homophobic.
Did she see it?
I don't know.
I want you to ask her for me.
Okay.
All right. So did you go see Bros? And when she says no, you say, well, you're a homophobe.
You're a homophobe.
She'll be like, wait, I'm gay. No, I'm sorry. You didn't go see the gay movie.
That's right.
You must be a homophobe. So, just to prove Billy Eichner wrong, here are some gay movies that did not bomb because of homophobia.
Okay.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal and the guy who's dead who played the Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Great. Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brokeback Mountain, $178 million at the box office. By the way, I want to reiterate that the guy who won the World Series of Poker won more money than this movie made.
Okay? Right.
The Birdcage, La Caja Fall, written by what?
Yeah.
Harvey Weinstein mode.
Yeah, Harvey.
Harvey and Fauci, kind of similar voices.
They do,
aren't they?
Yeah.
The Imitation Game. Have you seen The Imitation Game?
No. I'm a homophobe.
The Imitation Game has Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and it's about a guy, I can't think of his name, Alan something, who kind of really invented the computer back during World War II. What he did was invent something that could decode the German transmissions during World War II.
Right.
But he was gay.
Yeah.
And they found out at the end, and then they did whatever, because being gay was illegal back then.
Right.
You know. Rocket Man, the Elton John movie. Lots of gay scenes in that. Philadelphia, Tom Hanks, when he's the gay guy that's got AIDS. Right?
Right.
Everybody went to see that?
Midnight Cowboy.
Midnight Cowboy.
God, that's really stepping back.
Yeah.
Is that, hey, I'm walking here. Is that movie?
I think so.
Yeah.
That's Dustin Hoffman and the other.
Anyway, you get my point, okay? There's been plenty of gay movies that everybody went to go see.
And listener Steve has it.
Steve, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, good, man. How's it going?
I am well.
I do have a question. I'm wondering if all of this discussion means that homosexual actors cannot play straight people.
You know what? Great point, Steve. If we go by Billy Eichner's only gay people should play gay people, guess what? If you're gay, you can't play straight people anymore.
By the same rules.
Right, yeah. That would be cultural appropriation or whatever you choose to call it.
What are we going
to
say?
Hey, Steve, that'll limit their job opportunities big time in Hollywood.
I know. Exactly. They'll be hurting themselves big time.
Exactly. Steve, always great to have you on, man. We appreciate you.
Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
What a great point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Because acting is, you know, like when you're an actor, if you play somebody with a disability, it was gold. It was Oscar gold, right? Forrest Gump.
Dustin Hoffman.
Right. Rain Man. Right. You know? It was gold. Now what? Now you have to actually find somebody who's mentally retarded to play a mentally retarded person?
Yeah.
I said the R word right there, and I didn't say it. bashing anybody, right?
No. Okay. You're mentally retarded. That's
because I'm.
That's an actual thing. That's an actual phrase.
1970. It is on the IQ scale.
Yeah, it is.
All right. So if you didn't go see Bros, you're a great big gay hating homophobe, homophobe, whatever you are. Stop it. Stop being a homophobe. Go see the gay movies. Mark Harder, council person of council people at St. Louis County Council. He's next on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. Welcome home.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Charlie Crist and Nick Fried have been, you know, praising Biden, pushing the Biden agenda. Today, during his announcement, he referred to you as Rick Scott. What does that say? Is it too much on his mind, or is he having one of those senior moments?
When you run for office that many times over three decades, I'd probably get confused with who I'm running against, too. So, but look, anytime there's an open office somewhere, you know, you can bet someone like a Chris is probably going to be slithering around for it. So that's fine. But we're just going to keep doing what we're doing. And, you know, they've basically been criticizing me nonstop for a year. You go back and look what they would have done. We would not be sitting in this school if they had their way, because they would not have opened the schools. Let's just be honest with that. That would have left hundreds of thousands of kids in the lurch. And leadership matters in these elections.
That is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis answering a question. Who was that guy who asked the question, by the way? Sounded very non-lib to me.
Yeah, it was some reporter. I don't know.
So he's talking about Charlie Crist, who never met an election he didn't like, and Charlie Crist is his opponent. So Charlie Crist had an answer to Ron DeSantis and to us. He said,
I don't want your vote.
Fine. Then don't vote for him. Vote for DeSantis, and everything will be fine. That really is Charlie Crist saying that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw the video.
Okay. All right. Guess what it's time for? Council people of council guys.
From the county of St. Louis, crime issues, economic development, councilmen of council persons, we voted to end the mask mandate for St. Louis County. This is Mark Harder.
Mark Harder, former vice chair. I miss the days of you being the vice chair, by the way, of the St. Louis County Council.
Me too.
Yeah. By the way, in our little Bros movie thing there, the gay movie that none of us homophobes said, Kim Landgraf would like to say that she is not a homophobe, but she is a movies that suckophobe. So that's good.
That's great.
All right. So
it's about probably 3 out of 10 movies that come out of Hollywood today.
No kidding. Oh, big time. No kidding. By the way, thank you for coming to our event last night. We appreciate it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was came fun in time. Late. Sorry, came in late. But,
okay. You got things to do.
I missed you.
You're the councilman of council people.
Joe had been cleaning up, you know, picking up bottles and taking the trash out.
You got to see what he makes us do, Ryan, when nobody's looking.
Right. And
Last night, county council meeting, anything, any fun, any Lisa Clancy meltdowns?
No, it was. We've had a string of very uneventful meetings for probably the last 4 or 5 meetings now, and since we've back in person. So from that standpoint, no, there wasn't a lot there. We had a few more speakers last night. We've got people that are still pushing for ARPA money that want ARPA money for their pet projects around the community. And as a committee, we're trying to narrow down this huge list of projects to see if we can even have enough money to afford some of these projects that people want. You know, a million here, a million there, and 2 million there. So we're trying to narrow that down. Post-Dispatch wrote an article about us yesterday, talking about that they made it sound like we made some decisions on some of these projects, and we haven't. All we've done
Why would they bother with the facts?
Don't let the facts get in the way. But what we're trying to do is just narrow the list down, because the list is so big, and the need and the want is so big, so we're trying to narrow it down
it. The needs and not the wants at this point, right?
Right. So, yeah, it's we're just trying to work through this and knock it down. It still needs a lot of knockdown when it comes to either knocking the dollar amounts down or eliminating the ask altogether, because, of course, we can't afford it.
So how much money are we talking about? How much ARPA money is there?
left.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. It's what's left, what hasn't been spent. Yeah. It changes by the day, but I would say it's probably close to about $60 million.
So
out of $190 million that we started with.
Sounds like a lot, right?
It sounds like a lot.
But when you, like you're saying, $1 million here, $2 million there, by the next thing you know it, there's
we're talking
just not
big money.
To go around.
Yeah. Yeah.
So is any of that infrastructure, or that's a different basket?
It depends. Not a lot is infrastructure, and that's why we're hoping that there's supposed to be some money coming from the state for our infrastructure, and I do air quotes there. We'll see what that looks like. I've got a couple projects that I would like to have done. One is on Hillsborough Road. If you live in the Fenton area, there's a road that's very windy. There's a lot of people live back there. They didn't change the road, but they put in a bunch of subdivisions. So now you have a lot of people using that same two-lane country road, and with no change to the road other than an occasional restriping or some pothole. Huh. And so what I was asking for to use money, ARPA money, is to straighten the road at certain places, put up more guardrails,
yeah,
make it a little bit safer. And I was only asking about $3.5 million to do that. It's not a full remake. It's just change some spots. To change the whole road, to straighten it, and to do what it has to do, it's probably going to be closer to $5 to $8 million. But I was only asking for three because trying to get as much as we can, and then maybe we can get some more later on. So
I'm sorry, I'm confused. This is ARPA, or this is state money you're talking about?
Well, I wanted to use ARPA money
for the,
and okay, now people are saying no, we don't. We need to wait for the infrastructure money to come in so that we can free up that $3 million that I asked for to use on another project. So it's constantly robbing from Peter to pay Paul get this thing taken care of.
Are there any crazy left-wing Lisa Clancy project she wants for this money, which clearly is probably stupid?
Boy, there's all kinds of asks with her and the folks that support her. They want money for preschool teachers. They want money for homeless shelters and helping people in a homeless situation. There's all that kind of thing. But the big thing I want to talk about real quick, since we're going to come up on the break here, is our county budget was just proposed the other day on the 1st. And this budget that the county executive has proposed is off the rails. I mean, he's going to send this county over the cliff budget-wise.
Really?
If he keeps pursuing this track with our budget. He's asked for, basically, this is the first $1 billion budget going forward. The closest we've gotten to that is probably $900 million. And he's taken us over that cliff of a billion of spending going forward, and which it is about, let me look real quick, it's about 6% spending, and he's blaming it on inflation, but he can't stop not spending. And we've got to make some hard decisions as a council in the next 2 months to decide, and as a community, what is the role and the mission of St. Louis County government? Are we going to pay for everything and for everybody and solve every problem out there with money and throw more money at things? Or are we going to live within our means? Because the taxes are not growing. They're growing, but they're not growing to keep up with the spending. And we've got to make some hard decisions on spending, or we're going to have to make some hard decisions on people's taxes. But something's got to give here, and it's going to have to give here. We're going to have to make a decision on in the next couple of months.
I have a question. Why is it set up that a guy who could be, and hopefully will be, a lame duck county executive doing the budget? Why doesn't this wait to see if somebody else is going to be the county executive to make a different budget?
Well, it's always been done that way. And every year this time, we deal with the budget. He has a deadline per our charter. He has to submit his budget to us, the legislature, for review.
But why isn't it in non-election years is my question.
Well, we still need a budget every year.
Oh.
So this is a one-year budget.
Okay.
And so he's got to submit it every October 1st. And then we've got October, November, and part of December to meet with all the department heads to decide, you know, can you get by with less? Can we find another revenue source? Whatever. We got to try to balance what we see here. Or we can just rubber stamp it and let him have what he wants, and that's not good either. So we've got the next couple of months to basically go through his budget line, almost line by line, and try to find some savings or to find some other revenue sources. And we've been on a deficit spending for almost probably 12 years.
Wow.
It's just gotten worse. And so now this is the worst it's ever gotten. And we knew this day of reckoning is coming if he kept spending the way that he's been spending for the last number of years. And we've tried to hold back the ocean, but because of COVID really hit us hard because revenues dropped so greatly for those 2 years.
Everything's closed.
Yeah, everything's closed because he closed things down. And so now we're trying to make up for lost revenue, and the need is greater because now everybody wants St. Louis County to solve their problems,
right,
and that means money.
In a minute, we have one minute. If this gets what is some of the money going to that clearly doesn't need to be going to? Do you know what I'm saying? There's so much frivolous spending going on. Give me an example of something that the money doesn't have to go to.
I don't know if it's so much frivolous is that we've got what they call in the federal government mission creep, which means that it starts out with a nice plan. We're going to spend X amount of dollars. And then over time, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you got to kind of count, the money has to come in to feed that beast. And the one big area is health. Everybody says because of COVID that somehow we've got to invest and almost become a healthcare provider like a hospital. And so they keep expanding programs through our health department that we've never had before because they say we've got to have these because of COVID or because of this condition that we see in our community. So health is the biggest thing. Health and police have been, they've been growing exponentially, right, in our budget.
what's the website for the St. Louis County Council? People can go and read all this stuff.
Just go on to St. Louis County, St. Louis County.
.gov or something like that?
Yeah, okay. .gov.
And then you can check it out.
Exponentially.
Yeah, that too.
Mark, thanks.
Hey, no problem.
Thanks for coming to the party last night. Appreciate that. Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
That is the Councilman of Council People. That is Mark Harder, who always keeps us up to the minute. Not just up to date, up to the minute on what's happening at the St. Louis County Council. All right, listen, thank you so much for having the record player on at night to listen to us this morning.
Make sure you have the record player on at night.
Jimmy Failla on Fox Across America coming up at 94.1. Right here on 101.9, you've got Dan Bongino for the next couple hours. Have a great day. Kent, thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Vic.
And we'll see you tomorrow on 101.9, 94.1, News Talk STL.
Whoosh.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.